You're listening to Clack Radio, produced by members of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal. In April of 2001, we watched as tens of thousands of people took to the streets to oppose the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas Agreement, in Quebec City. As these protests were inspiring and hopeful for many people, police and state repression took a toll on the streets and is now being fought out in the courts. The Quebec Legal Collective has been active in defending those arrested on the streets in Quebec City, and as sentences for those arrested are now being nailed down, the Quebec Legal Collective is fighting for justice in the courts. Peter from Quebec Legal comments.
A lot of the trials that have been going on right now, for the most part, the people who have been charged by indictment are going through their preliminary inquiries. For the most part, people are being cited for trial, which is normal. Preliminary inquiries have become just kind of a procedural thing now, which the trials will probably be starting in the fall, we expect, for people who've been charged with riot and some of the other offenses. We've had a couple of people acquitted, which has been, you know, a good sign. We've got one judgment from a judge saying that sitting down, we have a lot of charges of obstruction. One of the judges has said that people sitting down and refusing to move is not obstruction of police, which is a really good thing for a lot of people who've been charged. There have been a couple of other people who've been acquitted because the police just can't seem to tell stories that are that make sense or that get contradicted by what's on the videos and things like that. We do have a few cases where things aren't going as well. There were two guys from PEI who have been found guilty of unlawful assembly. They were basically sitting in a group of six or seven people. They were dressed in black. They, you know, had protective equipment on, and the police jumped them. This was on the Sunday afternoon. The police jumped them and charged them on unlawful assembly. They found a slingshot on one of them, so they were charged with possession of a weapon as well. And one of them with obstruction of police because they got jumped by plainclothes police and. I guess they were supposed to know that they were police and, you know, you're not supposed to yell help or anything like that. So they were found guilty and sentenced to 45 days. Obviously, we're appealing, and the chances that sentence is going to hold up on appeal are pretty slim. But it does set a pretty dangerous precedent as far as unlawful assembly goes, because one of the things that the judge cited in his decision was that they were dressed the same way as people who had been throwing Molotovs and rocks and things like that the day before or in the days previous. So in other words, they were arrested. The police had a reasonable grounds to believe that they would disturb the peace because of the way they were dressed. And that's a pretty dangerous precedent insofar as you can be arrested because of what you look like or the way that you're dressed is pretty worrying for us and for a lot of the cases that we're defending. Obviously, the judges have a tendency to believe what the police say and to disbelieve what the defendants are saying because they're not professional witnesses. The police are professional witnesses. They know what they can and how to say things in court so that judges believe them. That gives us a pretty significant disadvantage in terms of trying to defend people. But other than that, things are going ahead. Well, I think one of the things that's really important for the courts is that they appear legitimate. And one of the things that makes courts legitimate is their support in public opinion. Courts are an institution that are highly supported by people in Canada, or the courts see themselves as being highly supported by the people in Canada, and they are affected by public opinion, even though they'll pretend not to be. They know that if they start making decisions that go against public opinion, their legitimacy is going to fall apart. So in that sense, I think that any challenge to their legitimacy is something that we really need to take on, and that's because that's how the state justifies their actions against dissent and their repression of dissent, and therefore if we want to work against that and combat that, then we need to be open about it and take things head on. on the one hand, I think it's very dangerous in terms of the justice system criminalizing dissent in the way that that is happening here. On the other hand, I don't see it as that surprising. I think that that's what the justice system was set up to do. The justice system is an arm of the state. It's not like the state is going to put up with resistance to the state. And I think that, so in that sense, I don't think it comes as too much of a surprise that the state's going to defend itself. And the way that the state defends itself is through the so-called justice